Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, Amy here. I just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee, you ask? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the link to our Buy Me a Coffee page on our socials, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram, or at our blog, which is www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Bianca.
Crikey, we are three Aussie chicks who had nothing better to do than start a podcast. And we're still fucking doing it.
Stop drinking,
Lord,
Bianca.
Try and stop us. We're strapped in. We're ready for action. We're not going to stop doing this. I love it.
Yes, it was pre-gaming. Yeah.
So, speaking of pre-gaming, what are you guys drinking?
Well, I'm not, as usual, so let's go to Amy.
Yeah, I am drinking Left Hook First Round Rosé from the Margaret River. So, from our friends who don't like to be our friends over in WA. Yeah, it's actually not bad. I'm a bit off WA at the moment because they're like, shut the border. But, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of us, but they'll never, ever succeed.
They can fucking try.
Right? Oh, they keep trying to become their own country. Like, just fucking, no, it's not going to happen, mate. You're connected to the rest of us.
Yeah. Literally cannot vote yourselves off the island. Yeah. It's not how Survivor works. Sorry.
Anyway, I'm drinking Brian Fletcher. It's actually Brian Fletcher, but, yeah, it's Brian Fletcher.
I love Brian Fletcher.
It's really good. I really did think I was a Shiraz drinker, and then I joined the pyramid scheme. Turns out I'm a Shiraz drinker. So
I had a bottle of Tempranillo last weekend, and turns out I'm a Tempranillo drinker. I thought I hated Tempranillo. No, I like it.
Me too. Yeah. Yep. So, yes, maybe in the future I'll crack into my Montepulciano, whatever the hell you say it. I've got one of those sitting there, which I don't think I've had before. Exactly.
But yes, Brian Fletcher makes good wine. So, yep, Shiraz Merlot, delicious.
Yes, yes. All right. So, Sarah, what is our topic for tonight?
So, tonight's topic is, oh my God, I'm so dumb. So, we've all had those times when we've heard or seen something and we're like, oh my God. How did I not know this already? I'm so fucking dumb.
Yep.
Happens every day. Daily. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I've had one of those moments quite recently when I was doing my topic for tonight. And I've gone, oh my God, I'm so fucking dumb. I cannot think of a single fucking thing that I've gone, oh my God, I'm so dumb. But I know I've had like a million of them, and I have them very regularly.
Dude,
but do you think I can pinpoint one? Like a specific thing?
I can pinpoint one right now. I forgot it wasn't Tuesday.
Seven. Yes, like the time I forgot it wasn't Tuesday. Look, and you know what? I can't. It's been that long since that's happened. I cannot remember the specifics of that event.
Amy can. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is why, as I said to Amy before we started recording, Amy, I'm relying on you tonight to just remind me of a few of the stupid fucking things that I have not known that I should have.
Oh, God. There's so many.
Exactly. You can't pinpoint, can you? There's just been that many people.
They're all swimming in my head. Oh, I need to pick one out. That one. No, that one. No, that one.
I slap
no.
you. Oh, pick one.
Okay. Well, there was, oh no, can't say that one. That one.
Included. Oh, okay. All right. I've got one.
Ooh.
Okay. We were standing at the front of my house when I lived in Balnarring. Sarah just got her license. I didn't have mine at the time, and Hazel was a baby. Anyway, we just stood at the front. Says that you should get your license. I'm like, yeah, I know. It'd make life so much easier. Me thinking, yeah, I've got a baby and I've got like all this shit. I have the carriage everywhere. She goes, get the speakers, get the key, and then you can scratch yourself with it. And I'm just looking at her like, cool, I have house keys. Like, I have keys. I can very well. Why? What's specific about a car key? I was thinking that, never said any of it. Just said, oh, yeah.
I do not remember this event at all.
Oh, I've got one.
I have no idea why that stuck with me all these fucking years, but
I do not remember this.
Most of the stories that I've got of, oh my God, Sarah's so dumb, they're going to come out at your funeral so that you can't refute anything that I say. That's
what's happening. Oh, yes. Pre-warning, Amy likes to exaggerate.
There was this one time.
Embellish.
I put mayo on the story, okay? What is a sandwich without mayo? Come on. Anyway, there was this one time.
What about, wouldn't it be good if we had an oven that blew coal in?
I stand by that. It still cooks hot food, but when you open it, it doesn't blow out the hot air at you. It just blows it out. It's cool air, but it still makes hot food. This is an invention that needs to be made.
There was this one time Sarah and I having a conversation on her porch out the front, and we're sitting there and we're sort of going back and forth with different, it was just sort of like one of those funny conversations you have between friends. I could tell you verbatim exactly what was said, but it's not going to be funny to anybody else. The funny part was when Sarah was trying to recite a line from Billy Madison. No, this was just a rando day. There was alcohol, nothing involved. It was just a rando day.
Alcohol involved.
Maybe.
I'm sure it was Sarah's birthday.
I don't think it was Sarah. No, it was just me and her sitting on the front porch.
No, there was a few of us. Wasn't Erin there?
Oh, maybe. One of the long lost souls along the way. Anyway, so she looked at me and she goes, "Ruck, D-O-K. And I'm like, dude, that's cock. Just killed ourselves laughing. I'm like, wow, what's on your brain today?
Yeah. Clearly that was on my brain at the time. That's a teenager. As a teenager, when is that not on your brain?
Yeah.
That's actually reminded me of a story that I didn't put in my segment, but I will put it in my segment and we'll just wing it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the time that Sarah owned me. So, yeah.
They are very, very, very few.
Fuck, that was funny. That was fucking funny.
I was having trouble coming up with shit that I've just gone, oh my God, I am so fucking dumb. How did I not know this?
There's the time where you didn't understand basic geography and I had to like tell you where certain things were that I thought was like primary school stuff. There was the time where I think we made a joke on the podcast about Bianca getting mercury poisoning. Because she was eating sea life, and you said, I wouldn't put mercury poisoning in there. Mercury's all through the sea animals now. It's scientific fact. How did you not know that?
Again, I don't remember any of these times. I have severe short-term memory, apparently. I don't remember any of this.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, you've just blanked them, obviously. Yeah.
Obviously. I don't think about the shit I say, so it just comes out and then I forget.
I don't, but anyway.
My name's Sarah, and I don't remember half the shit that I do.
There was a time today
about clouds and insulation, how the guy that invented, like, your insulation in your house, he got the idea from clouds.
How?
Because clouds are nature's insulation.
Yeah.
Sort of, but they move. This is like a whole ecosystem that relies on them, whereas insulation doesn't move. That's
pretty based on clouds. Clouds are dense. They soak up things. I look at a cloud and go, yes, fluffy, that would be great for some, like, podcast walls. I get that. I see that, and I see that that could be insulation.
Like when you look at the desert, it is fucking hot during the day, but because there's no cloud cover, there's nothing keeping the heat. So at night, it's fucking freezing. But when it's hot during the day and there is cloud cover, it stays fucking hot at night.
Desert is hot. Got it.
Yeah, but at night, desert is fucking cold.
Get
what I'm saying?
I get you, Sarah. I'm on board. I'm half a bottle down, and I'm on board.
I was starting to worry I wasn't making sense.
I know.
I know you're not.
I get it.
Jake gets it, so fuck you, Amy. All right. What have you got, Amy?
All right. Well, actually, I've got a few. So, one that I'm going to wing at the end because I just remembered it. But this particular one that I'm going to tell you about is back in the day. So the first time I got a tattoo, this is the first and only time I ever got a tattoo. So I got my tattoo in 2007 when I was addicted to reality TV shows like LA Inc. So to give you a background, I do like to walk on the wild side a little bit. So when I was 15, I got my tongue pierced. And at that age, I was going for shock and awe, but I really wasn't a rebel enough to do anything without my parents' permission. So I'd recently started dyeing my hair black, and other than the occasional dress or outfit, I didn't really go full goth. So I'm kind of like a one and done kind of person. Like I'll do something for a little bit of shock, and then I like back right off, and then I don't need any more. I'm done. So I haven't got 40,000 piercings. I had my tongue pierced, and I'm done. I've got two holes in my ears, and that's it. Yeah. So that's what I do. I step over the line and then I come crawling back very fast from the wild side. Yeah. That's who I am as a human and I'm fine with it. So, when I got my tongue pierced, my mum thought she could get me to back out of this idea and she said, sure, I dare you. Yeah. She did the same when I wanted to be a vegetarian. She lost that one. And again, she lost on the tongue piercing dare because, well, I've still got it to this day. Did I get 40 more piercings? Yep. One and done. One and done. So the day I got my tattoo, I picked a local tattoo shop that was straight out of LA Inc., like that genre. The dude who did it had just been recognized as one of Melbourne's top tattoo artists. And the tattoo that I chose for this adventure was a basic bitch tramp stamp. Yep, that's great. It's kind of like a tribally kind of theme, sort of. It's classic basic bitch tramp stamp. That's what it is.
Looks like the letter A kind of. It's very egotistical.
Yeah, it's just, I can't see it, so I couldn't get sick of it. That was all I cared about. Anyway, so I was full of adrenaline because I'd spent 2.5 hours in the chair. So I was full of adrenaline and I drove over an hour to my parents' place to show them. And my parents are pretty cool because they realize that I'm kind of one and done. I don't go too crazy. So when I say I'm going to do things, they're like, yeah, do it, just to see if I actually do it. So I arrived at their house and I saw them in the yard. So they were living on 3 acres at the time. So I shouted from the driveway, I got a tattoo. And my dad yells back, I hope you got it somewhere responsible. And to that I replied, yeah, I got it on my back.
Knowing your dad, yeah, that's not what he meant.
No. My dad, of course, meant that he hoped I hadn't gone to some dingy, gross shop about to be raided by the police. But 23-year-old Amy thought that he meant I didn't get it somewhere prone to an infection or where it could be seen if I was wearing a suit in court because I was currently doing law school at the time. But, yeah, dumbass. And I was so confused. Like, when he said, I hope you got it somewhere responsible, I thought, excuse me, I got it on my back. Idiot. So another time I was absolutely and utterly owned by Sarah, and this is what happened. So I've been day drinking all day at a friend of mine's engagement. Well, it wasn't an engagement party. It was they ran off to elope in Bali and then they came back and had a big party. So it was kind of like a wedding party sort of thing. And I was pretty gone. And I got a text from Bianca because she knew I was down on the ninch at the time. And she said, hey, mate, what are you doing? And I wrote back, I'm drunk, come get me. And she went, okay. So she went and got another one of our friends at the same time. And then they rolled up to my parents' place. And I was in a real right state, like I was drunk as. And so we got in the car and off we went to Sarah's to try and convince her to come on an adventure with us. Sarah was not budging.
We were going to kick on at the Hero.
Or somewhere. We were going to find something or somewhere that would let Amy in. So, okay. So Sarah was in her pajama pants and she was not going anywhere. Yeah. Hmm. And yep. I was on fire, so I thought I was cracking witty remarks. I was being all sorts of entertaining. I was being utter fucking annoying, and I was just being a dick, really. Yeah. And I cracked a joke which I thought was hilarious, absolutely hilarious. So I put my hand up for the group to high-five me because I thought I was really funny. Nobody high-fived me. And so disappointed in the fact that nobody else found me funny, I went, okay, fine, I'll high-five myself. And I did. And then Sarah stood down and looked at me and she said, that's clapping.
It was hilarious.
Oh, the look on your face was just so like, oh, shit, it is.
You and I, because Amy and I were sitting next to each other. This is why you high-fived yourself, because you weren't cracking a joke that was even funny.
No.
We're sitting next to each other. You called my phone. To see what your ringtone was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then you were happy with it. Fucking high five.
Oh. See, I'm witty and entertaining, as you can imagine, this podcast. Another quick one, another very quick one for how dumb I am. So, Xing. You know the signs our American listeners will know? Those signs that say Xing on it. For so many years, I didn't understand what Xing meant. We don't have it in Australia, so I didn't learn it to get my driver's license. I think I must have been in my late 20s before I discovered that the sign is crossing, not Xing, because the X is a cross. So it's crossing, not Xing. Yeah. Not smart.
Definitely a dumb moment.
So dumb. If you want some other examples of how dumb I am, please revisit the entire back catalogue of this podcast. In particular, the extraordinary coincidences episode where I realised why the sun and the moon look like they're the same size from Earth. And, I was quickly told that that's stupid and everybody understands that. Yep. And also a special shout out to our There Is No Way to Know episode where I explained the conversation that I had with somebody on the limitations of the internet while we were all working from home. And I quote from myself, I mean, why is this hard? We can't run out of internet. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
That actually happened. That was not put on for the podcast. I explained this whole conversation to Bianca before the podcast, and she had to very carefully explain to me how the internet works.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Actually, while you were mentioning the crossing one, something actually did come to mind for when I've gone, oh, my God, I'm so fucking dumb.
Yes, tell me.
So this happened back when Amy and I were actually housemates in Warrnambool.
Is this the time you set the house on fire?
No.
Oh.
No. But that's also probably a good one.
what about the time that, when you set the house on fire and, you asked for the phone number
it wasn't for the emergency services. It was for the fire department. Yeah. I wanted to call them directly and not go through emergency because it wasn't an emergency. The house is on fire. House fire. Fuck off. That's not a 000. That's just, just give the fire department a call and say, can you just come down with the hose? It's fine. Just come down with the hose.
Just whenever you're ready. No rush.
Whenever you can. Yeah. That's what I wanted. No, this was actually, you weren't even there at the time. I was in the car with your ex-partner.
Oh.
And, we were driving back to Melbourne. I don't know why you went. I think you had a few classes, had a lot of shit to do.
Or I was driving another car behind you.
No, you weren't even in the car behind us. I think you'd stayed behind because you had extra work that you had to get done.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like university.
Yeah. So, yes, myself and your ex-partner, he was driving. We're driving down the road towards Melbourne, and in the distance I saw a road sign that had a big cow. And I'm like, ooh, watch out for big cows and little cows. And he's looked at me, he's gone, what? I'm going to the side with the big cow and the little cow. And then we got closer to it and I went, oh, that's a sheep. Yeah. I actually felt pretty dumb at that point.
Oh my God.
That doesn't belong in the episode of Oh My God, I'm So Dumb. That belongs in the episode where we talk about how blind you and Bianca both are.
Yeah.
You guys yes. are so blind. Oh my God, so blind.
Not even that blind.
At that point, I think I should have known that, you know, the sun was a cow and a sheep. Not a cow and a little cow. Why'd you have those little cows, people? She's fucking crossed on my front and center.
Yeah.
They should put an Xing sign up there.
Yeah, well, from that day on,
how did they know to cross there?
So much shit about little cows and sheep. Every time he saw a sheep, it's like, hey, Sarah, it's a little cow.
Oh, what have you got for us, Bianca?
Oh my gosh, about to me. Yes, let me drink.
Okay.
I just can't. I can't believe I went 30 years without knowing this. I just hit 30. So the guy I was dating was super nerd. His friends were super nerds. And when I mean super nerds, I mean like I was in an episode of the Big Bang Theory. Every time I hung out with him and I was Penny. It just was not. I didn't know what they were talking about half the time. Like, I'm serious. Full Warhammer. All the rest of it. So we're out at a pub in the city. We're sitting outside drinking. And they were having a nerdy conversation about the moon. And I was like, yes. It was very interesting. I have no fucking idea what they're talking about, but it's very interesting. And...
You nodded appropriately.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yes. Yes. And one of them said, yeah, like, you know, it wouldn't be cool if, like, you could see that side of the moon from Earth. And I'm like, in my mind, like, you fucking what? You mean, wait, what? And I'm listening more intently now. And then they're going on about it. I'm like, in my mind, it just, it, like, fucking boom, epiphany. We can only see one side of the moon. What the fuck? Dying. I like literally said they're dying. I thought we could see. Like it revolved. It spun.
Nah.
Like the earth spins. But no, it's stuck in our gravity. I had no idea. None. 30 years of my life.
It's a rock, mate. Well, it's not a rock, but yeah, and it's like, kind of.
The other reason too, like dark side of the moon, I thought it was metaphorical. Like I thought Pink Floyd was just being poetic. I didn't honestly think my entire life, like up until that point, like, yeah, it's philosophical, the dark side.
Oh, that's great.
No, oh my God, I'm dumb. I'm so fucking dumb. We can't see half the moon. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this just haunts me still. And the other thing I have, I just learnt this literally, like, it's one of those, I was today years old. That's how recent I learned this. Zippers have locks. Zippers have locks.
Zippers lock?
Zippers lock. So even if you look at the YKK website, which is the major manufacturer for zips worldwide, they almost have a monopoly on it. It's really weird. I don't
pretty
know.
Pretty sure they invent, or they've got something to do with owning the original patent or something like that.
Yeah. They've got a full monopoly on it. I think that's it's wrong. But anyway, capitalism, woo.
Yay.
It's a great thing. It's really not. So even when you go to the website, there's a whole, like, section on there that explains how the lock works. I'm like, okay. So if you get a pair of jeans, right, and you zip them up, you push the little tab down or up, just flat. It's just going to be flat, either up or down. It's in lock position. If you try and open the zipper, it won't open. As soon as you put it halfway and you pull, it'll open. You've unlocked it.
So that would have to only be the ones that are manufactured from them, though, because I'm looking around my room right now and I'm like, okay, find a zipper. Let's test this.
Yeah. Yeah. Test it on something. I don't know. I know it's YKK. Like, this person went to the website. They showed the website and they got their pair of jeans and they tested it. And yes, it locked.
All right.
And
so
then my brain went back to all those times as a teenager, my jeans would just fucking unzip. Broken lock. Mate, I wasn't fat. I had a fucking broken lock.
Does that mean you can sue the company that your lock, that your, yeah, like, zip is broken?
Those years of getting a hair tie and tying it round through the hole in the zip tag around the button. Oh, yeah. Just to hold that fucking zip up.
I'm testing this on something that I found.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whether it's just YKK, like.
Maybe, because, like, I'm pushing it and it's not.
So you grab either side and you pull sideways and the zip should stay up, like it shouldn't unzip. But then when you put the zip tag sort of halfway, it should unzip, like it's unlocked. There's lock and unlock.
Oh, yeah, nah, that's not what this does at all.
Yeah, okay.
Must be only their ones, though.
Must be. It is on their website, like, legitimately. And, yeah. Okay. But then, like, all my jeans would have been YKK because, I mean, yeah, the standard zip. So, yes, I'm just quietly going to sue YKK. Making me feel real fat. Yep.
For body shaming. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, for body shaming me when I didn't need it because muffin top was already a fucking thing. Because we had some serious bad fashion in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. Damn right.
Oh.
Blue ride jeans.
Yep.
Mm, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I did learn that. Like, yeah. Yep. And my last thing, I'm going to end with a tippet. Just my tits fits. Tits are out. Let's get them out. Yeah, because they're out.
Your tippets.
Yep. So, bitches and F&Ls, I'm tossing that out as a thing, like an F&L, a Friday night listener. An F&L. Yeah.
Anyway. I like it.
Yep. So with this being Valentine's weekend, happy V-Day or Galentine's Day or holiday, whatever you want it, you know, yeah.
Going on to your balconies, people.
Yep.
Yell out to your neighbours. Yep. DTF.
DTF.
Exactly. Get up. Out. Yeah. So being Valentine's weekend, I just wanted to share something that I learnt today.
Okay.
The San Antonio Zoo will, for a mere $10, name a cockroach after one of your exes and feed it to an animal. They'll even send you a certificate and a video of the cockroach being fed to the animal.
I saw this, actually. It was a little while ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting concept.
Yes.
I like it.
The charity drive is called Cry Me a Cockroach. That is also the hashtag to follow on all your social platforms. So, yes. I will have a link to Cry Me a Cockroach. So $10 will get you a cockroach. $25 will get you meat. But, Amy, for you, because I know how you feel about this subject, for $5 you can get some vegetables, also named as your ex fed to an animal. Yeah.
Consider it.
Yes. Yes. I think they tried to cover all bases. This is their third year in running Cry Me a Cockroach promotion.
Although they're going to feed the cockroaches to the animals anyway. So
yes. Yes.
They were going to do that anyway. That's
but
what the animals
eat. If you're like one of those people that can't, you know, bring yourself to name a cockroach and go, well, now it's definitely going to be fed to an animal because it's now got a name. It's just for those who can't.
F&Ls, if you do go there, just as an FYI, they've probably already sold out of the personalized video messages. They were only doing 50 of them, and by the time you hear this, they would have all been booked out, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the personalized one was a bit more in-depth, so you could have, like, an ex or a boss's name, and they will actually talk about, and they will say whatever you want them to say sort of thing, within reason, you know, trying to keep it more PG. But, yeah. So, yeah, they will try and keep it a bit PG, but they will say what you want them to say as they feed particular thing to the animal.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Yeah. So I don't know who needs to hear that today, but there will be a link on our blog if you wish to go check it out, and you're welcome.
You're welcome.
That was my tits out. That's it. That's our episode done. We smashed it this week.
Yes.
What the hell?
We did.
We're on fire.
I feel like it's because when we came up with this topic idea, we had so many things that came to mind of how dumb we are. But then when I actually went back to write down some of these things and explain some of these stories, I thought to myself, I spoke about that on this episode.
Yeah.
I did that. This was the dumb thing I did recently. And I did it on the podcast. Awesome. So if you want to know just how stupid we are, listen to the back catalogue of this podcast.
Yeah.
And yeah, feel free to fact check everything because most of it will be wrong, especially if it came from Sarah.
Especially if it came from me. Yes.
Yeah. So I can't really say I have fun researching this topic. I didn't research. I did write down two sentences and copy and paste this. Actually, I reworded it. Yeah, I suppose. I suppose I did some research with my tits.
And your zippers have locks.
Oh, my zippers have locks. That's true.
Yes.
I did do research.
You did.
I had too much wine.
I literally forgot what I said 5 minutes ago. Oh, my God. I'm so dumb.
Yeah. Please, it's in the back catalogue. You'll be used to my ramblings by now.
Yes.
All right. So we would like some topic suggestions because quite clearly, are we scraping the bottom of the barrel? You tell me.
I just thought of a new one. Oh, my God, I was so drunk. But then I don't know if I want to incriminate myself. So
Yes, we do want to incriminate you, Amy. We'll put that in the list.
Oh, dude, most of my oh, my God, I'm so drunk stories involve you. So, no, you don't want me to tell them.
Look, yeah. Oh, my God, I was so drunk. I was too drunk to remember what actually happened. So, scenes missing. I wish I could say this. I remember everything.
I remember everything Sarah does, but I don't really remember everything I do.
I remember everything Amy does.
Anyway, like go ahead, Bianca. Anyway,
a bottle in a fridge. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Let's bring this train to the station. We would love topic suggestions from y'all. F and L's. I'm really going to try and coin that more. If you have a topic which you would like us to discuss, email us or contact us on all the socials. If you don't know our email address, go back to previous episode, find it.
FridayNightWifi@gmail.com.
As if they wouldn't know that by now. So to everyone who's listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you. Why am I singing?
I don't know.
I thank you for listening to my rubbish. Am I singing? I apologize. We hope that you have found it entertaining and are not using any of the facts discussed in this recording to make important decisions in your lives. Well, actually, maybe, because which side of the moon you see is important.
Correct.
And your zipper has a lock. Mm.
If you
and actually use
something...
the facts in this, because it will tell you a lot about us and that we're generally wrong about most things. So,
and if you learnt something today, welcome to the Idiot Club. You will be well received here.
And we hope to see y'all back in the next episode. Alrighty. Bye.
Night, y'all. Bye.